Good morning. Welcome to our Monday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about overcoming our doubt. And we do that by a growing belief and looking at what it looks like from God's perspective to grow in a godly belief, to use the belief that we have in Jesus to allow Him to change who we are. And so each day we'll be talking and praying about a different aspect of this belief that God would have us to grow in. And so just before I forget, kind of a heads up, we'll have the broadcast each weekday this week. And then I'm going to take a break for a couple weeks or so. I typically do this on an annual basis to kind of help reset myself. And so you'll be able to find past episodes of our morning devotions, either searching through the Facebook feeds or at Tom's Treasure, impactprayer.com has the feeds there as well. Also the podcast channels, wherever you might listen to these daily devotions, should be able to find the past episodes if you want to something to get your day started while I'm on break. But we'll have this week yet, and we'll resume sometime mid-June. And so be watching for that once this week's concluded. Today we're going to talk about belief that leads to repentance. As our belief in God grows, it ought to produce change. It ought to produce a different direction for our life. Mark 1, verse 15 says, "The time has come. The kingdom of God is near. Repent and believe the good news." God's desire is that we, as we grow in Christ, as we become aware of who He is, that we change our mind. One of the reasons, especially in the days that Jesus lived, that John the Baptist came upon the scene was, well, as the Bible says, was to prepare the way for Jesus, to prepare the way for the coming, to announce the coming of God's kingdom. John's primary audience was, well, a Jewish audience, those who were the people of God, those who had been taught and should have known what God had wanted in their life, what God had given to them. But for the most part, they had fallen into a rather distant relationship, if a relationship at all. Their pursuit of God had been changed by the religious leaders who had made it into something different than what God had originally designed. And so their view of God wasn't all that accurate, especially among the ordinary people of the day. And one of the reasons John's message was so popular was that he was calling people to make themselves ready for the arrival of the Messiah, the arrival of God's kingdom. Something that had been foretold and prophesied and promised for generations. And how intently the people were looking for it or not was, well, a bit unsure, but regardless, when someone comes along and says the time is near, it got their attention. And part of that message, in order to get ready, you must change your way of thinking about who God is. Repent and believe the good news. The message of God was not always perceived as good news. In today's culture, the message of Jesus is not always perceived by those who need him as being good news. But when we believe that it is good news, when we believe that Jesus wants to transform our life, there's an expectation from God's side that we repent, that we change how we think, we change the direction that we're headed because we change how we think. When I think about what that looks like, and so many times we live life heading in a direction that is comfortable for us, a direction that we have decided we want to head in, a direction that may seem right and proper, at least by our perspective. But when we believe the good news about Jesus, when we believe who he is and the authority that he has, then there are times in life that we are required or expected to turn around and live differently. Because God said so. And regardless of how comfortable we think we are in the current way of life that we've chosen for ourselves, we would do well to believe the Word of God, to heed its warnings and instructions, and change our mind from a mind of selfishness to a mind of submissiveness. There are times as I have opportunity to travel or drive different places where I'll come across a sign that warns me that the road is closed so far, 2 miles ahead. And there are times where I will see that sign and my mind will say, is it really closed or do they just not want me to drive on it? If I keep going, can I find a way to get through or a shorter detour than what the official detour might be? And there are times where it's maybe the middle of the night and I'm thinking, well, they're not working on it right now. I can probably get through there. And so I continue heading in the direction that I intend to go. I ignore the warning sign that says the road is closed. And while there have been times where that has worked out, more often than not, I end up reaching a section of roadway that is completely barricaded off with absolutely no way to get around. Perhaps even a bridge is missing. And it requires something of me. It requires that I repent, that I change my mind and I turn around and I go back to where I should have been in the first place, and then I follow the instructions to stay where I should be. And in doing so, I reach the destination that I had intended to reach in the first place. You see, my intended destination never changed in the whole process. What changed, what needed a new direction, what needed a change of mind was the belief that I could do it my own way rather than the way of the authority. And when our belief in God becomes such, and enough of those incidents like that, I find myself less and less likely to drive past a road closed sign in hopes that it really isn't closed. Experience teaches me I would be wise to follow the detour and not take that chance. And the longer that we live with Christ, the longer that we recognize that his word is really guiding us in a direction that is good and right, that it's designed to help us arrive at the destination that we, well, I'm guessing that we desire, the eternity with God, that it helps us to avoid the construction, the closed sections of roadway, if we simply listen to the authority, the one that, well, has seen the entire journey from beginning to end, from the steps we've already taken to the steps we've yet to take, and the one that knows the right direction for us to go. And so we gaze deeply into God's Word. We see the instructions. We heed the warnings. We change our mind about who's in charge. And we echo the words of Jesus in daily life, saying, "Not my will, but yours be done." You see, this growing belief is a belief that leads to repentance. I believe God's Word, and so I change my mind about what I want to do, and I choose to do what He wants. If I believe what God says and choose not to do anything about it, I'm no better than, well, as the Bible would say, I'm no better than the demons who believe and yet they shudder because they don't have any willingness or maybe even ability to repent at this point. I don't study the demons all that well to know what they can or can't do. But I know it's their lack of obedience that causes them to shudder even when they believe Jesus. And when we live life with that knowledge and that awareness, that claim that, yes, I believe in Jesus, and yet we choose to continue living for self, at some point we have to ask ourselves, do I really believe in Jesus? Do I just like the story? Do I just like the possibility of eternity outside of hell? Because a belief that is a true belief in Jesus is going to lead us to repentance. And not just a one-time, oh my, I need Jesus. My life is so messed up. I'm changing my direction right now. But often a daily repentance. A change of mind, a change of direction, an adjustment that aligns ourselves with God's will and direction rather than continuing to pursue our own. You see, this is the kind of belief that God wants us to have, that God's Spirit helps us to grow in. A belief that says, my way isn't the best, God's way is. And repentance is not simply a turning around of our physical body. It's not simply a turning around of the way that we walk. It's a turning around of our thoughts. So that what we think is changed, and what we do is changed because what we think is changed. And all of it is a belief that God is true and He's in charge. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has called us to yourself. It's given us everything that we need so that we can grow. And not just grow physically and not just grow in knowledge or insight or other things that are good, but to grow in our belief. And to grow in our belief in such a way that we live a life of repentance. That our initial encounter with you was one that led us to change our mind about who you are and to even change our mind about who we are. But our daily encounter with you, our walk with you each day leads to a continual repentance, a continual adjustment of our direction, a change of our thoughts. So that we grow more and more like Christ in the way we think, in the way we act, in the way we serve, in the way we treat others. So God, today, help us to have that belief that leads to repentance. To read your word and to hear the instructions from your word and choose to change our direction so it matches what your word calls for us to do. And may we grow in our willingness to do that before we reach that roadblock, before we reach a point that we can't continue on our own. May we heed your warnings and the good news of Jesus and follow the path of righteousness that has been set out before us through your word. And Father, help us to consistently examine our life and the direction in which we're headed so that we would believe your word, that we would believe you, and that we would repent any and every time that we find ourselves heading in a direction that is contrary to what your word says. Father, may your word today be that light and lamp to our way and our path. And may we change the way we think because we believe the good news of Jesus. And may this changed life that we live because of our belief help us to lift up Jesus at every opportunity that we have so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Monday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.